The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello there and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on this bank holiday Monday, August the 29th. Just the one evening meeting for you, and it comes at Roscommon with a 7-race programme where we've got 3 National Hunt races and 4 on the flat. Very competitive, fair run on yielding ground as we speak, although I think the flat course will probably ride a little bit softer than the National Hunt course, but should be a fair underfoot terrain for all concerned this evening.
Race 1.
We begin with a 2-year-old contest over 7.5 furlongs, where we've got a fairly warmish favourite in the shape of Ice Canyon, who ran well last time out at the Curragh behind De Boss Man, who advertised that form with a cracking run behind Intelligence Cross yesterday in a group race. So that form has been boosted. The way this horse stayed on in the latter stages certainly suggests as well that he'll get the extra furlong standing on his head. Could have done with a slightly better draw, but he's certainly better drawn than Sir Edwin Lanzier, who unfortunately has got the coffin box right out on the wing in stall 13. I think ability-wise, Sir Edwin Lanzier is certainly one of the picks of these. That run last time out at Galway was an eye-catching one behind Fiery Speech. The third, Sir Dream-a-Lot, has won a couple of races subsequently. And his speed figures certainly suggest he's got the legs of this loss. It's just that draw which slightly puts me off. We've got Headgear on the first time out for Beast, who was a bit disappointed when well fancied at Nace last time out, following an eye-catching run behind several nice types at the Curragh. So all in all, this doesn't look a battle of the maiden to start proceedings off. But I'll go with Ice Canyon. I did like that run the other day, as I said, at the Curragh, and hopefully he should improve for the trip, so he's the choice in the opener.
Race 2.
On to race number 2. Unfortunately, my first selection, Eco Eye, is a non-runner. I do think he would have gone very, very close to winning this. But the one in as the obvious substitute is Valentana from the informed William McCreary stable. This filly comes here off the back of 2 recent victories, starting her sequence with a good performance in soft ground. So that obviously will stand in good stead tonight. That was down in Tipperary and beating Full Shilling, who's gone on to win subsequently. So that form looks okay. And then handled fast surface the other day down in Killarney when staying on very well in a very strong time to beat some informed sorts such as Intrepid Prince, who've gone there off the back of 2 wins previously. There's a good little bit of solidity to that race, and given that this horse has only been raised £6, could have been a lot worse. I think that Valentana's got every chance of completing the hat-trick here tonight, and at 4-1, generally speaking, across the board this morning, is definitely worth an interest. Do keep an eye on if Hatton's Cross gets in here off as the first reserve or the second reserve, because there are 2 non-runners this morning, and that means that Tom O'Mara's charge might just sneak in here. And if he does, do bear him in mind, because he caught the idea of the day in a decent handicap at the Curragh, staying on very strongly. So just watch out for him if he gets in as a reserve. But Valentana is the first choice in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to race 3 then, and this is probably the best betting race for me on the card here tonight at Roscommon. It's 6 o'clock, a mile and a quarter. Filly's Handicap, which brings together quite a few in-form sorts, of which quite a few of them have got form on softish ground as well, and in good speed figures. We've got 2 course and distance winners as well, in the shape of Malinka and Chili Spice. So there is indeed a little bit of competition on here for who's going to come out on top. But I'm going to have to stick with that form down in the Curragh the other day. It was the race that in the end went to Morga. But I thought the horses that finished 2nd and 5th respectively, Kiona Nog and Nonetheless, are the 2 to concentrate on here. Just because of the time figure was so good. Furlong per furlong, that was the fastest on the card. And considering there was group races early on that particular day, I think this form should hold up, and we've got the first 2 running out of it here. Of the 2, I certainly felt as though Nonetheless probably shaped as though she was the better of the 2 fillies, because she went through the race really strongly, but just didn't quite see out the trip in the latter stages. Norma Colliver rode as well on that occasion. decided to go up the inside rail, which ended up being a particularly poor decision because that was where the slowest part of the track was in the last couple of furlongs, and that allowed Keon Nanog and one or two other horses to run by her in the latter stages. I certainly think it's a good move by John Ox to drop her back in trip here today. And she was a good winner the time before at Galway, where three winners have come out of that race subsequently. She handles the ground, and I think the trip will definitely suit nonetheless this afternoon. She's already been very well back this morning. But you definitely have to have a saver on Keon Nanog as well at 15-2, just in case I'm wrong and Jim Boulder's charge upholds the form. But all in all, that is definitely the best speed figure race I've got. So out of the two, I'd probably prefer nonetheless, but I suggest you probably split your stakes and back the both just in case.
Race 4.
On to the 6:30, and this is a mile and a half maiden for three-year-olds. And given that the John Ox team are now in good form, they certainly had a good 24 hours, I'm prepared to give See the Awesome another chance here. Her first two runs in the early part of the season probably can be disregarded because John Ox basically could not train a winner until really the turn of midsummer, where things have begun to flourish for this particular handler. And I like the way this horse finished off its race last time out behind one of Jim Bulger's at Leopardstown, a horse called Lightning Bullet. That field looked a fairly strong one of its kind for that particular track. And given that that was probably her first proper race when she was in good form and fit, I think she can improve even beyond that particular performance. She's obviously got Hibiscus to beat from the Aidan O'Brien stable. And that horse finished second in the day behind the very exposed She's an Art, Danny Killarney. Certainly going to have to improve a little bit, you'd imagine, off the back of her first two runs. But she's useful enough, and if my selection, See the Awesome, doesn't come up to scratch, then, of course, she's the most likely recipient. But See the Awesome, it's definitely going the right way, as is the trainer, and she'll do for me in the last of the flat races at 6:30.
Race 5.
On to the National Hunt card then, beginning at 7 o'clock. And we've got a classy looking race here. We've got Simenon against Snow Falcon and Saddler's Risk. You know, you're talking horses here that'll be gracing one or two Grade 1 tracks in the middle of winter in decent pattern company. Particularly Simenon, who has already proven winner in Grade 3 company down the years. And he's still going strong at the grand old age of 11. He's won his last two starts. Both of them came at Cork, which is obviously his favourite track. And therefore, I'm quite willing to pass him over on this occasion because he was slightly disappointing also down in Killarney the other day. So I much prefer Snow Falcon, who's probably the classiest horse in this lineup. Indeed, if he's anywhere near full fitness, then he should be winning this race. He cast aside two very smart horses in the shape of Lieutenant Colonel and De Digout the last time we saw him at Navin back in February. And of course, that was the Boyne Hurdle. And he's got plenty of stamina as well, having won over 2.7 miles at Navin in the past. It's just, like I say, a question of whether Noel Mead at this time of the season has got him fully tuned up. But even if he hasn't, then he still has a major chance anyway of beating Simenon, who doesn't look probably the horse he was several seasons ago. So Snow Falcon, the improving younger horse, to get one over on the older brigade for me in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest, and we've got two previous winners in the lineup here. Lazoska, of course, won over this course the last day, stayed on very strongly in the hands of David Moniz late on. And he's obviously got to be some sort of consideration here under a £9 penalty. We've also got Craig Starr as well, who got the just rewards of several placed efforts the time before Wexford and Dan Patrick, with a win the other day at Tremor, staying on very strongly late on, and also surviving a bad blunder at the second last. But I quite like Crocodile Dundee here. He's a very consistent performer. Now, his last two runs have been slightly disappointing, but to be fair, he's been in tough company beginning his novice chase career. He fell last at Wexford two starts ago when he probably would have finished second. And although he didn't cut much ice the other day down in Killarney, he travelled well for quite a way before not being able to go the pace of the better horses late on. He certainly could revert back to fences sooner rather than later. But his handicap mark over hurdles still looks fairly lenient. And if he runs his race, which he often does over the smaller obstacles, then he's sure to be there or thereabouts. He's 8-1 with William Hill this morning. He's got a good solid profile.
and he does travel particularly well in his races. So Crocodile Dundee each way is the choice in race number six.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which is a bumper coming up at over 2 miles at 8 o'clock. Cable is bound to be popular here following his couple of runner-up slots of late, as is Don Piscas as well from the Normead stable. But I really like Joseph O'Brien's charge in this race here, who's called Let's Twist Again, who's caught the eye on both starts over hurdles to date. Fourth behind Muthaza, the ill-fated, unfortunately, Muthaza, first time up, certainly suggesting that there was the ability, all the ability there in the world. And then an even more eye-catching run the other day down in Killarney in a red-hot race won by Stabber companion Tesseract. That was chock-full of informed performers at the time. And even though this horse got beat 15 lengths, there was still plenty to like about the way the horse stayed on late on from an unpromising position. And the fact that it still managed to finish in front of horses such as Bright Tomorrow and Penn Hill, who of course went on to win at the Galway Festival subsequently, certainly suggests this horse has got bundles of ability. Hopefully tonight will be the night that this horse is finally tuned up and put in the race, because it's been held about the back door on two separate occasions. And he's a bit more competitive tonight. So Let's Twist Again, hopefully, will live up to his name in the final race at Roscommon this evening. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We've got no racing for you on Tuesday from the Emerald Isle, so please do join in again for the podcast as it reintroduces itself again at Gowan Park for the 7 race card on the flat there on Wednesday. So it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.